Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Showtime, boys, is what it's all about.
This is going to be the best show ever.
And now, it's Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Okay, ladies, showtime!
Roger, JP, 102.5, The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Welcome to the Lunch Crew. And everybody, you're here just in time for the Bone Bonus, $1,000 keyword for this hour. Listen up. Here we go.
I need dough. Cash.
This hour's Bone Bonus keyword is night. Text night to 70123 before 15 minutes past the top of the hour. And go get your $1,000. Sponsored by Furman Ford.
Is that might?
Night.
Which night?
I thought he said night.
I thought he said might.
N-I-G-H-T.
The opposite of day.
We're only supposed to say it twice.
But he said
rules,
night.
Rules.
Oh, I didn't know what he said. I'm just trying to clear it up for people. Because if I didn't know, the chances are other people didn't understand it either. That's all. So here's what happened. You'll get a kick out of this one. My daughter's birthday is coming up in a couple weeks.
Oh, how old is she going to be? She's a teenager already.
Yeah, she'll be 14. So I said to her, what do you want to do for your birthday? And she's like, I'm not sure yet. And she's got like, you know, kind of multiple friend groups.
Oh, she better have Ashley over.
Well, Ashley, the girl... Her real name isn't Ashley, but the girl who... the girl who... Because I didn't want to use the real name because they're teenagers. So the girl who Brett's Ashley is based on is actually the reason for this discussion.
She's Ashley in my head always.
That's fine. We'll call her Ashley. But
this is like finding out in a movie plot that you thought was real that something's just a little changed. Like
Bruce Willis is really dead the whole time? What are you talking about?
What? So Ashley... And Isabella, I asked Isabella, I was like, are you having people over? What do you want to do? And she's like, I'm not really sure. I said, are you having, you know, like the different groups try to come together? She's like, no, I think I'm just going to keep it to the, you know, her basic,
nerds.
You know, four closest. No. Her what?
I mean, I know what she, like, I had different friend groups too. And so there's nerds and then there's the jocks and it's all the different people. But I don't think they want to meet. I think they all just want to remain separate. I don't think that it would be a comfortable party if she did invite multiple people.
Well, yeah, I think she's just going to, I think in the end, she's just going to have a sleepover with her four closest girlfriends, and that's fine. But I didn't know. So Ashley is not in that group. So I asked, I'm like, well, what are you going to do about that? And she's like, well, you know, Ashley and I aren't really talking right now. I'm like, what happened?
You better make
girl drama.
Yeah, and I go, what about the other girls? She's like, oh, no, we say hi and stuff like that. We just don't really hang out. I'm like, well, what happened with you and Ashley? Ashley is mad at my daughter.
So mad.
Because my daughter doesn't think that a person should be able to identify as a bug.
Oh, no.
I could not believe.
Is that insane?
I was just laying down with my daughter. We were catching up. We were talking. And I was trying to, like, you know, figure out am I getting a cake made? Like, what am I doing for this, right? And I said, I'm sorry, what was that? And she's like, she thinks that people should be able to identify as bugs. And I said, Isabella, look at me. I said, take it from experience. You'll never win this. I said, walk away from her. Just walk away from it. I go, because you are, you're not getting paid to work together. The way you and I get paid to work together. I go, you are not going to win that argument with that person.
So you backed her. You didn't tell her she needs to be more tolerant and understanding.
She's right. She's my daughter. She's right.
No.
People shouldn't be identifying as bugs. You know it, and I know it. I'm not saying a guy shouldn't be allowed to identify as a woman, or a woman shouldn't be able to identify as a guy, or they want to be a they. I'm talking about a friggin' bug.
What if I want to identify? Hold on, Monica. Like, if I want to identify as like a male field cricket, I can do that.
But we went through this field cricket thing yesterday. I know. Ashley. You're not a cricket.
Yeah. What about a praying mantis?
You're not a cricket. Praying mantis.
Ashley, you be whatever you want to be, and I will not judge you. I will call you. Just let me know what I need to call you, and I will happily call you.
Listen,
I want to be a grasshopper.
I didn't tell my daughter not to treat the people however they want to identify themselves with respect. I just said you're never going to win that argument.
Well, and
that person is so dug into that stuff. I said, Isabella, I said, you're better off just walking away from it. Or walk away from it.
It's not about the peace person being dug into it. It's about you're not going to win because people are tolerant. Other people are tolerant, and you're not going to win if you're intolerant. So
she's not being intolerant. She's just not dealing with stupidity.
Well, see, it's just a different way of saying intolerant, but
there's a difference. Mm.
Me wanting to be a bug is not stupid.
It is.
You'll be a bug, Ash.
So not. Thank you.
I think you should stick with field cricket. I think that's a good one.
Field cricket is good. That's what I feel like.
You're unique that way.
You know, like actually, I can like when JP's like sleeping at night.
Really loud?
I just do that. And he's like, where is that coming from? It's like me, the field cricket.
Then JP.
Time to wake up. Maybe if you believed in me, maybe I'll stop or something.
And then JP has to say hi, Ashley, when he sees the field cricket.
Right, you need to identify me, and then I'll stop. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I'll become like a yellow jacket and like sting you till I get what I want.
You know, if you go from people identifying, right? We've had people on the show who identify as dogs, as trying to live like an aura, as babies. There's all different things, right? Mm-hmm. So look at the steps. You move away from, so now they're going toward dogs or being a baby when you're a full-grown man, for example. We've had how many stories of that over the years? And so how far away is identifying as a dog from field cricket? I mean, it's not that far away. I don't think that makes it okay, because at some point you're going to be like, listen, this is just getting ridiculous.
Right. And that's basically where my 13-year-old daughter was already at. She's like, all right, this is insane. I'm not dealing with this.
But
I'm out.
It's not crazy just because you don't agree with it or like it. That's the whole point of all of this. It doesn't make it crazy. Right. It doesn't mean that it's not right. And you just don't get to draw the line just because
my daughter decided to draw a line to not deal with a person who thought it's okay, it's cool if people want to, you know, identify as a bug. I supported her on it.
She can defriend
her. I'm not telling her to treat anybody. I'm not telling her to mistreat anybody. I always tell my daughter and my son, you treat people the way you want to be treated. No matter who they are, no matter what they are, you treat them the way you want to be treated, and you can't go wrong.
And I want to be treated like a bug, okay?
Well, then maybe
I'm going to treat you like a bug.
What if? But I'm not a bug. So this was my day the other day. I actually started laughing. I'm like, oh, Lord. And then I thought we were going to talk about it yesterday, and then you were out. And then I'm like, do I even bring it up today? Because I know you're still all sensitive because of the cat, understandably so. But
you're going to adopt me, Monica.
I was going to say, Ashley, if you're not invited to JP's daughter's sleepover, you can have a sleepover at my place, and I can buy booze.
I would totally love that. Yeah. Underage drinking is awesome.
Absolutely. We'll have inappropriate movies and booze. Maybe I'll even invite some boys over.
Rob, I'm like, turns out Ashley might not like boys. We found that out, too.
Oh, boy.
But that's okay.
That's okay.
And again, I got you.
But maybe
all
that's
good
your
there.
Way of testing the waters. Is like, will you accept me as a bug? I'm afraid to tell you that I'm gay.
But she came out to her friends that she
was a bug.
That she thinks she was a lesbian, and she didn't get any flack whatsoever.
What about to your daughter?
Nothing from my daughter was totally cool with it.
Oh, so she did tell your daughter. Okay. Because, I mean,
but,
I don't know.
But she said she wasn't sure. She doesn't know. And at 13 years old, I wouldn't expect you to know.
Of course you don't know.
You know, I wouldn't expect you to know what's up. You know, you're just...
You're confused enough already.
Of course. There's all sorts of hormones, you know, flying around your body. You don't know what the hell to do with anything.
So what's the harm of just saying, okay, bug for a little bit until you decide you're not a bug anymore?
She wasn't identifying as a bug. She was saying it's okay if people decide they want to identify as bugs. And I even said to her, I go, what do you mean identify? Are you talking about like gender? Or are you talking about like pronouns and all this other stuff? She was like, yeah, it's the pronouns thing. I'm like, listen, from experience, I go, just get out of the fight.
What's the bug pronoun?
I don't know. dude. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm looking up humans who identify as bugs, and I can't find anything to do with it except for people who are entomologists
who actually identify
bugs for a living.
I think there was a situation in the past where it's if you don't agree with Ashley,
mm-hmm.
then she just...
Oh, she digs in on the point, huh?
Yeah.
She's not
so
moving.
It's that whole thing. And I said to her, I go, Isabella, I go, you're not going to win. I said, so if you try, I go, so just pull out of the fight. I go, this is a pick your battles moment. I go, this is a battle that's not worth fighting. So just walk away from it. And then if at the end she wants to come around and be your friend and you guys can get along on other things, so be it. And if not, you're 13 years old. You're gonna have friends. You're going to lose friends. You're going to hang out with people. You're not going to hang out with people forever. So you'll be fine. Rob on line one. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, I just want to know where we're supposed to draw the line with all the acceptance. You know, people want to identify as bugs. Men want to identify as women. I mean, I'm an accepting individual. My sister's bisexual. My daughter's bisexual. But, you know, we can't let people be what they're not. A person's a person. You know, do we let pedophiles identify as children and then they're not felons? Like, how far do we take it?
Why do you...
Wow, that's an interesting question.
I wonder why... What's interesting to me is why you would want to... You have a need to draw a line of any sort. Like, I just don't want to draw a line and let people be who they want to be. And
well, what in life doesn't have boundaries?
Right. And your brain has a sense of reason, right? So where
That's
is that?
Their reason.
It's an imaginary
reason.
Line, Monica. Yeah,
right.
It's imaginary.
So, Monica, picture a football game and your running back wants to run out of bounds. You're just like, well, he wants to run out of bounds, so let him run out of bounds. No, there's rules. There's boundaries.
Well, can we apply
life
apples
has boundaries.
To apples and oranges to oranges? Life is not a game of sport.
But life has boundaries.
It's not.
Everything's got boundaries.
Does your home not have boundaries? Does your life not have boundaries? Are there things
These
that you
all,
don't like being crossed?
You guys are all talking about apples to oranges.
I'm going to hang up and listen. Thanks, guys. Great.
Yeah, all right. Thanks.
I'm just going to light this fuse and walk away.
First time, long time.
Right.
I'll be right back.
I love the hang up and
listen. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys. We haven't heard that in a long time. That's classic talk radio right there.
But in sports radio, that happens a lot.
Yeah, all the time. And Mantle was better than Garrick. I'll hang up and listen to your response.
I'll hang up and listen than the ones that just yammer on and on and on, like the one
That's
we had
true.
Before.
That's true. I mean, our brains do have, you're right, our brains do have limitations. Nobody's brain is totally open. There's no way everybody's brain is open to absolutely anything anybody ever wants to do, ever.
Then
you get into illegal areas, then you get into whatever. Like, so you naturally are going to have boundaries no matter what. So it doesn't make you a bad person, but tolerance, right? We're teaching everybody seems to be trying to be more tolerant if they're not already. But I mean, he asked a good question. If someone identifies as a bug, you're not going to do anything to them, but do you have to accept it as, oh, that's totally fine and normal?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know why people, this is my biggest thing is nobody's asking you to agree with it. Nobody's asking you to say that you want to be a bug or forcing you into the bug life or any of that. I'm just saying don't agree with it. That's fine. Just understand that there is a different point of view and just you don't have to call them names and insult them. And like we were talking earlier, social media bash them and all of that. Just let them be them. They're doing their thing. They're surrounding themselves with people who think like them. And
that's what I said to my daughter. I'm like, you're not going to win. Just walk away from it.
Quick fact on the side of persons identifying as bugs, 60% of our DNA is identical to fruit flies. So that's all I got
to
say.
Well, there we go to that guy who just hung up.
Mm-hmm. We're already 60% there.
All right.
Mm-hmm. My pronoun is lesbian field cricket. That's my pronoun.
GP, you wouldn't.
Bug life, y'all. Like thug life, but bug life. It's totally me.
Great you wouldn't movie. Be able to do the This Is Us right now because there's a girl in middle school who has a friend who the pronoun is they and them. And the mom keeps saying she and she keeps getting mad. Saying no, it's they. Call them them, and she like it's a big, it's pretty big in the storyline. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the daughter should have more tolerance, literally.
Yeah.
For her mom having to change 5 decades of calling females she, give her time to say they because oh I'm sorry they. She's not saying it disrespectfully, but the daughter isn't given a room.
Yeah, that's true.
Can't wait to see where this goes.
So maybe the daughter just needs a smack.
Wow.
What do you think? Old
not
school.
On This Is Us. There's no smacking.
Old school wooden spoon action.
Ow.
It's all understanding and tears.
That's right.
Well, good luck, Ashley, being a bug.
Thank you.
Lesbian field cricket, whatever it is you'd like to be.
Yeah, all of that.
So now, so they're just not going to be friends anymore? You think that it's like completely done, or is?
I have no idea.
So over.
Not much.
Just let her know. Oh, like tell her like happy birthday, but like it's over.
Listen, if they get past it, they get past it. If they don't, they don't.
Whatever. I like you, Ashley. I like you even more now that you have that mindset.
Like I don't wish her like any ill will. It's like do your thing. I'll do my bug thing. And I don't like
Isabella doesn't wish you any ill will either.
She hates lesbian field crickets.
She does not.
She told me that.
She does not.
I'm like
hate
Isabella. I'm like a lesbian field cricket, and she's like, get out of my face.
Do you have a lesbian field cricket flag?
We're working on it right now, Roger. I'll have it by Monday.
Okay.
I just want to relax this weekend.
I can't wait to see it.
I'm like really tired from all this, like all this fighting.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You're carrying the flag. You're in the frontier. Good for you.
Stay strong,
I couldn't believe
that.
Monica, I could not believe I was having this conversation with my daughter.
And I can't
believe.
I'm so happy you had to.
I'm a complete shock that a 14 or soon to be 14 year old girl has the same exact mentality as a 48 year old man. Like, that's what blows my mind.
Oh, wow.
What's happening there?
You know what it is? It's good parenting, is what it is.
She's your daughter. Nobody can argue that.
No, I told her, Dad, you're a jerk off.
Yeah.
I said, you called her a jerk off? She goes, yeah. I go, high five. What do I eat?
Then she mentally picked her teeth in the curb and slammed it and tripping.
Oh, stop it.
You always mentally envision violence.
I didn't. What did I say? Did I once mention violence when it came to this?
No, but she did it anyway. She's your daughter.
She didn't do anything.
She thought it in her head. She wasn't going to act on it. But it felt good to think.
Hey, listen.
Oh, great.
I can't control thoughts. Mm-hmm. All right, you ready for Dead Guy?
Yes.
Okay. I have a white guy, I think. I'll make sure on that one.
What does he identify as?
I got a white American field cricket.
Oh, my God. Like, I know the answer already.
Now you know who to have you as your vice president, Ashley.
That you know.
Whoever this is.
From the world of business.
Ooh.
You know, from the world of business, he was a businessman. He's an American guy. He's a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is on the product.
What is his name?
Not telling you.
It's not a user.
Oh, this is in DMX died.
Did he really?
Official this time?
Was this official? Yeah, it's 1 minute ago from actually John Brennan.
Oh.
AP News Alert. Family says DMX has passed away at 50 years old.
Sorry.
That's sad. I mean, it seemed pretty bad to begin with. It seems like he wasn't pulling out.
Yeah, he was in a vegetative state.
That just in. That's from the AP News via John Brennan's email. Wow. Yeah, no, it seems like he wasn't getting better. Anytime they had any report, it was never better. Never better at all. All right, so, well, there we go. There's a breaking news report of a dead celebrity right in the middle of Dead Guy in the Envelope. Kind of weird.
All right.
What?
Yep, and there's the tribute.
Drop.
Wow. Sorry. Okay, so back to our silly game with a celebrity dead guy in the envelope.
Yes, he is a white guy, an American guy that you know from business.
Mm.
He's a businessman, an American businessman, and his name is on the product.
It is, okay.
Yes.
And the product still around?
Yes.
Okay. Currently around.
Yes.
All right, Monica, did you have a question?
Is it a kitchen product?
No.
All right. Nothing in the kitchen.
You mean like a kitchen cleaning kind of thing?
Or anything that you'd use in the kitchen.
I mean, yeah, you could probably use it in the kitchen, but it's not a kitchen cleaning.
Not kitchen only. Okay.
Right.
Is it something you mainly use in the kitchen, or it could be like anything. Almost anywhere?
No, anywhere.
All right. 800-771-1025. 727-579-1025. So take those opening clues, ask your yes or no questions, and try to solve, come to a conclusion, and be right first. And you solve who the dead guy in the envelope is, and you win the prize from the Bone Prize Stash. 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. Dead Guy in the Envelope brought to you by Siegel Funeral Homes, South Tampa's family-owned provider. You have family in the business. We'll be right back.
It's Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.